You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, joined by Todd Zielecki, our MLB.com Phillies reporter, as we talk about Phillies spring training less than a month to go until the regular season gets underway, and lots of reason to be optimistic as far as this Phillies team goes. I'm not saying by any means we should suddenly say they're a favorite to make it to the postseason or anything, but young players are playing well early in the spring. That's what you want to see with a team in a rebuild mode like they are. Todd, let's start with Roman Quinn. Impressing so far, kind of in all aspects of the game, the defense, the offense, the stolen bases. How impressed have you been with the speedster so far?
You know, I've been very impressed with Roman Quinn. I was impressed even last September when he got a call up and played a good handful of games late in the season. You know, he's such a dynamic player. You know, he's got incredible speed. He's a stolen base machine. He's not just kind of a light hitting singles guy. Like, he can hit some balls into the gap. He can pop a home run every once in a while. And he can clearly cover a ton of ground in the outfield. And what's also kind of cool about him and exciting about him is he's got a very, very strong arm. He threw a runner at the plate last September that was clocked at 96 miles an hour on StatCast. It was the strongest throw by any Phillies outfielder all season long. So he really can do a lot of things. And quite frankly, you know, if Roman Quinn had not had the injury history that he's had in his minor league career, he basically has been unable to stay healthy at any of his minor league seasons. If he had been kind of more of a workhorse, more of an Ironman type guy, I think there would have been a pretty decent shot that he could have opened the season as the Phillies' opening day right fielder. But because he has been unable to stay healthy, the Phillies didn't want to get caught in a situation where, you know, they're really, really shorthanded like they were early last season when they had to start journeyman Cedric Hunter in left field on opening day. So they went with Michael Saunders. But if Roman Quinn goes to AAA, which he will to start the season, and he plays really, really well, I think there's going to be a lot of people very, very eager to see him up sooner rather than later.
Have they done anything in particular this spring to try to just keep him healthy?
He stayed in Clearwater in the offseason or for much of the offseason and worked with the Phillies' strength and conditioning guys just to kind of, you know, some different workout routines, some different workout programs to kind of keep him, you know, stronger, looser, more flexible, you know, to avoid those, you know, hamstring pulls, groin pulls, you know, anything like that. You know, this guy is like, he's really in phenomenal shape, probably like 2% body fat, it seems like. So I think it's more of a staying loose thing. But he said he thinks it has helped him. But again, you know, it's early March. Let's talk again in July or August and see if, you know, if Roman Quinn has been playing every single day in AAA, then we'll know that it worked.
Mike Schmidt is around Philly's spring training, doing some broadcasting, I think also helping out with the team as he's done in the past. And he had some interesting comments over the last week, Todd, about Michael Franco and just the fact that he thinks this is a guy who could be an MVP, which I think the Phillies would be psyched if this was a guy who you could just chalk in at third base and maybe batting third or fourth in the lineup. But Mike Schmidt thinks very highly of the young third baseman.
He does, and I think Mike Schmidt sees a little bit of himself in Michael Franco in this sense. Maybe not, he's not as solid defensively as Mike Schmidt was. I mean, Mike was a perennial Gold Glove winner at third base for the Phillies. But in the sense that, you know, Mike, if you look back at Mike Schmidt's career, his rookie season, he was pretty bad offensively. He hit about 198, you know, showed a lot of power, but really not a lot of play discipline. And then of course, obviously, he figured things out and is in the Hall of Fame. He hit over 500 home runs. You know, Michael Franco had 25 home runs last season, 88 RBIs, but he also had a 730 something OPS, which really, I think I looked this up a few weeks ago. Out of like 20 qualified third basemen last year, he was ranked 18th in OPS. That ain't gonna get it done. So if he can go to the plate with a better approach. And I think Mike Schmidt looks at him and says, this guy's got all the talent in the world. If he can go to play with a better approach, he should be able to hit 30, 35 home runs, knock in 100 RBIs, and have an OPS of 850 or better. And if he can do that, then the Phillies, I think, are going to feel really good going forward about who their number three, number four hitter is for the next several seasons.
So you have Schmidt hanging around talking to hitters, and then I guess you're going to have Roy Halladay coming back as a guest instructor talking to the pitchers. He hasn't done that since back in 2014. What was a difference maker or a deal maker as far as Halladay wanting to come back to Clearwater and talk to the guys?
You know, I think it's just he spent a couple years away from the game, and he's always kind of had the itch to do it. He's talked about maybe helping on the mental skills side of the game, but certainly he also can help pitchers on the mound. And so, you know, Phillies and Halladay have been talking for some time about finding him a role, and they met early last week, a little more than a week ago, to discuss that. So he's going to be in camp, I think, intermittently this spring as a guest instructor, popping in for a few days here and there. But to me, what's also interesting is that it sounds like it could be more than just a spring training guest instructor role, that because he lives nearby, he's a very, very short drive from Spectrum Field here in Clearwater. He could pop in throughout the minor league season and work with the pitchers and, you know, in the Clearwater Threshers, the Gulf Coast League Phillies, you know, anybody that's maybe coming down for rehab. So he could be kind of more involved than I think people think. The logistics haven't been ironed out yet completely, but hey, if you can have Roy Halladay in camp helping out pitchers on the, like I said, on the mental skill side or stuff on the mound, it certainly cannot hurt the young Phillies pitchers, you know, as they kind of build toward the future.
Especially when you look at the young pitchers on this team and the ability to soak in information that they could get from Halladay. And speaking of those young pitchers, so far through the spring, as we've played over a week's worth of games here, Todd, has any of those young pitchers stood out above the rest to you?
The one guy that has stood out is Aaron Nola, but I say that in the sense that he stood out because so far he's been healthy, and his health is a big part of this team's rebuilding plan. You know, he finished last season on the disabled list with the injured right elbow. He rehabbed from it late last year, and in October went home healthy, and then so far in camp everything has been good health-wise. He says he's felt good on the mound, and the Phillies are really keeping an eye on him. You know, Pete McCannon has said, listen, I'm excited that he's healthy. If he's healthy, he's going to be in this rotation. But, they also know that elbows can be tricky. But if he can be healthy and kind of return to form like he was pitching early last season, the Phillies really like the possibilities they have in the rotation. In fact, Jeremy Hellickson said about a week or two ago, Aaron Nola is our number five. That means he's got a really good pitching staff.
The World Baseball Classic is underway, and most of the players that are heading to U.S. rosters and other teams' rosters have kind of left their teams. And Pete McCannon, I guess, sees some upside to this, Todd, as far as just getting to see some other key guys get some extra at-bats. And I guess as a manager of a major league club, you kind of have to embrace this tournament every 4 years.
Yeah, you do. And I think for Pete, it does help him out a little bit. You know, you have some of these players, you know, Odubel Herrera is going to be gone for a few weeks possibly. Allows you to see a lot more. You play Aaron Altair more in center field. You give Roman Quinn a little bit of a longer look. Some of these relief pitchers are going to be gone. Hector Neris. Pat Neshek, so now you get to see some of the other, you know, arms in camp that maybe could be competing for a bullpen role, if not maybe to open the season. You know, if there's an injury early in the season, you know, now you know, okay, I like what I saw from this guy in camp while Neshek and Neris and those guys were gone. I'm pretty confident in him. Let's call him up. So there are definitely some advantages to having some of these guys gone. And, you know, Freddie Galvis was supposed to go to play in the World Baseball Classic, but a little bit of a groin thing, he said, early in camp, and so he stayed back. But kind of an offshoot of that is probably good for Freddie Galvis that he's here in camp, because if Freddie Galvis had gone, it would have given J.P. Crawford a much longer look. And Freddie Galvis is going to be fighting for a job this season. He really needs to play well to kind of hold off J.P. Crawford. So there's also a flip side of that as well for guys that were supposed to go and aren't going.
Todd, Paul Hagan has a story. Your friend Paul Hagan has a story on Phillies.com right now about Pete McCannon and his, I guess, focus this spring on kind of the finer points of the game and the little things and the fundamentals and how to agree he can lean on some of the veteran guys the team's brought in to help with that as well. How much of a focus have you seen on that in your time around camp?
You know, I have seen a focus on it. Pete's been talking about this for some time. One of the more interesting things he has talked about this spring and even in the off season is teams are employing the defensive shift so often now for guys that are notorious pull hitters. You know, you kind of want some of these hitters to, you know, work on going the other way. Slap a single to left field every once in a while if the defense is loaded up on the right side of the field. You do that a few times, you give away, you know, put a couple guys on base, maybe they stop playing the shift so much, and now when the guy does pull it, you know, it's not an automatic out. You saw it happen for years and years and years for Ryan Howard. You know, he had so many singles taken away from him because he just could not, you know, poke that ball to left field. And so I thought that was a point of emphasis for Pete, and it's kind of interesting that that's one of the things that they've been talking about.
Great stuff. As always, Todd, this has been MLB.com Extras, our Phillies edition. For Todd Zalecki, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.